It's been a minute, but let's do a review on season 7, episode 3 of Real Housewives of Potomac. Yeah, we need to get into that because it was spicy. So sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy. Right, y'all. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. I know I'm behind. I've been healing after giving birth 3 weeks ago, so please forgive me, but we're gonna do it. We're gonna catch up. I'm gonna do three, and maybe I'll be able to put out four tomorrow and five by the end of the week. So yeah, we pick up on Candace letting the EP Eric know that she was done with this attack on her husband. She decides to leave the event because she said, "Not today, Satan. Not today, neck. Not today, ankles." I said, "Wow." And that's not even like her nastiest read, but it was like a memorable read. Like Candace will always be remembered for her reads forever. And I feel like from what I see out there on social media, because Giselle is Giselle, right? People don't have the highest of expectations because people feel like Giselle's always about that drama, and she does know how to keep the story moving, right? But I don't really think that Giselle thought things were gonna go that way. And I think she had bad timing. I think especially because she knew that Candace was trying to have a baby. I just felt like even if she had the intention of saying, "No, this is really legitimately how I feel," it just was all wrong. And sometimes Giselle just don't have the best timing. You know what I'm saying? It just don't come out right, no matter how much she try. So, I think that I hope that eventually they can get past it, but I don't know. 'Cause current times, it's still the feud is still going on. So who's to say? Anyway, so the other ladies are sitting there as Candace is leaving, which I also thought was weird because I was like, "Can y'all not hear at the end of the hallway what's going on? Or are y'all just chalking this up to Candace always she's always having a moment? Like, why didn't anybody follow up behind her or anything? I don't know. It was just weird." So Wendy wants to get some opinions from the other ladies about opening a Nigerian lounge with Peter Thomas. And she gets some feedback from the ladies about doing it. And, the fact that she's a partial owner, not a full owner. And I think that, I was listening to an interview she did with Carlos King. I think it's interesting because I've been watching old episodes because I've had a lot of time in the bed. And when Wendy first came on, like, even though she did talk about her degrees a lot, I still really, really liked Wendy. And she totally made like a 180 between her first season and her second season. And although I like Wendy a lot, sometimes the way she handles conflict or when, she disagrees with somebody, it's a tough hump to get over. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm curious to see what Wendy's journey is going to be this season because I hear some beef with Mia, and I'm just curious to see how this season shakes out for her. But anyway, speaking of Wendy, we'll get more into her in a second. Giselle pulls me to the side to talk about how she approached her at the spring fling and how she wanted to apologize. And it's just interesting because when Giselle really likes somebody, it seems like, she's much softer and it's easier for her to apologize, which is why sometimes when she gets into it with certain ladies, I'm like, if you just tell Giselle what's up, she usually is open to apologizing and moving forward. But some people don't want to move forward. They just want to be mad, So that's that. While they're resolving their issue, Wendy and Robin get into a pissing match about the same topic about what went down at the Spring Fling. Because although I do think Robin was incorrect, she was like, "You saw us and you were like, what are they do? What are they saying?" Or kind of implying that Giselle and Robin were up to no good. And Robin was coming with, she was mad. Like, she was like kind of already on like 7, and I'm not sure why she had all the fire for Wendy. And Robin, went in on her because, her whole thing was there. The whole issue was Mia made this IG post and everybody was really confused about what was going on. And Wendy says she approached Mia with a hug and asked her how she was doing because she had recently lost a friend to cancer. So she was trying to be sensitive to the situation. And Wendy says that Robin called her a liar, and that's what separates the two of them because she did not. And Robin is trying to explain she did approach Mia with care, but that she felt the post was sending strange messaging. I don't know. Robin and Wendy, I liked it when they were friends. And ever since that Wendy second season, it just hasn't been that way. And I wanted to go back to it because they seemed like they were really cool. So when Robin stands up after Wendy asks her to stand in her truth, like Robin was, really, she was, I don't want to say aggressive, but she was kind of coming like a little hard in the paint. And then Wendy's like, sit down, sit down. And I mean, of course, like Robin's not gonna fight her. So Robin is like, okay, I will sit down because Wendy asked me to. Like, you could tell she was coming from a place of like, ooh, if these cameras weren't here, child. Not that she would hit her, but she was mad, like real mad, like surprisingly mad. And in not such great timing herself, Robin decides to invite some of the ladies to a family fun day for the kids. And she's like, oh, how old are your kids? Are your kids available? They on spring break? They on spring break? They on spring break? And Charisse was like, are you gonna invite Wendy's kids? And she was like, no, and I don't care. Like, Robin did not give a about the fallout at all. And I felt like it's makes sense because when you get into an argument with somebody, you're not usually going to turn around and be like, hey, you want to hang out on Tuesday? Like, no, if I'm genuinely mad at you, I need a second to cool down. Like, even if I was going to come back and say and apologize and make it right between us, I'm not going to be ready to turn around right away. That doesn't make any sense. So I thought that her doing it in front of Wendy was kind of tacky, but Wendy's done the same thing to Robin. It didn't involve kids, but she's done something similar. So I kind of understood. Hold on, y'all. Just give me a second. All right. So I kind of felt like Wendy was kind of like, I get being upset about kids being involved, but I felt like she was, I don't know. I just felt like she was kind of on some BS because, like, it's just not realistic to get into a fight with somebody and then turn around and invite them to an event. I just don't think that's realistic. Like, in the real world, you would never do that. But also in the real world, you wouldn't be, forced to play nice with people that you don't really like. So there's also that. So, but then when everybody leaves, a producer catches up to Wendy and is asking her how her and Mia are doing. She's like, we're good. And that her and Karen are the only two people in her corner. But then she says Mia's probably lying and everybody knows it. And she realizes it's a hot mic. And I don't know, I think she probably figured, even though she said something she shouldn't have, she figured that they wouldn't play it. And even she even tweeted like, oops. But then when she did an interview with Carlos, she tried to say that it wasn't about Mia and that she was upset about what happened with Robin. So I'm confused a little bit, because I think that if you're a person who goes on these shows and you want to come off a certain kind of way and you like to try to control the narrative, it can sometimes come off like it's not gonna come out. At some point, you're going to get caught up because you're not perfect, no matter how hard you try to be. You know what I mean? So, but that was real interesting. And I just feel like Giselle may seem shady, but she's usually shady right there in your face. It's the people who shady behind your back, I feel, are more the ones you gotta look at with a side eye, personally. Sorry, y'all. See, now you know I for real. I'm real deep in baby stuff. So anyway, Candace, in the next scene, Candace is going through the process of taking her injections for IVF. And you can tell she's really struggling. Like, she's really, like, she's doing it by herself because Chris is working crazy hours. And that's why I feel like what she said, what Giselle said, maybe if it was another way at another time, it may not have hit her so hard. But I think the combination of everything that she's going through, she got hormones and all that stuff, just all of it together just was a bad combination. And so, yeah, it went left. And she does say that, Giselle knew that what she was going through. And I don't know, man. I think that their relationship is going to be burnt down to the ground before it improves, but hopefully it will improve. And I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know if it takes Giselle saying, "Listen, even though I felt the way I felt, it wasn't the right timing, and you know that I love and care about you." Like, I don't know. I don't know. And the next thing we got Karen. She goes with Ray to go get a manicure, and she's asking about, like, 'cause she had been, doing some enhancements to make herself look good or keep herself looking good. And she asks if Ray is insecure of her as she takes care of herself. And he says every man's a little insecure, not wanting other men to look at his wife. But she asks if he's still okay for her, if it's still okay for her to have eye candy. And he says, as long as it stays eye candy. And I was like, okay. I don't know what's happening here. And the next thing, we have Ashley going to look at a potential house. And she's been talking about how much of a challenge it's been because of the housing market being so competitive. And she looks at it with a realtor that Michael apparently worked with for like a long time. Like, she probably met this person when she met Michael, so she's familiar with her. And they look at this really nice house in Arlington, Virginia. And it seems that Michael may be not completely honest with Ashley, like when it comes to the finances. And I'm not sure what their situation is, because I know at one point they got rid of their prenup, I believe. And I know she was trying to introduce a postnup, but I don't know if that's actually happening, or she's going off of the faith that he's going to make sure her and her kids are taken care of. Whew, I don't know, Ashley. I don't know. She just seemed really stressed and upset, and she was there with her brother, and she started crying. And I don't know, Ashley. I'm praying for you, girl. I'm praying you get everything that you want, because Michael put you through it. I'm not saying you ain't put him through stuff too, but he's putting you through it once you got on the show. Speaking of houses, Robin and Juan are in their new house, and they're talking about wedding stuff. And speaking of prenups, Robin talks about a potential prenup to Juan, and he said he doesn't care. And she's like, "I don't want it to seem like I'm doing it just because I have these businesses." And Juan's like, "Listen, I'm proud of your accomplishments, and I wouldn't come for them." And she and he's like, "I hear you saying that that's not really why you're doing it, but that's what it seems like." And like I mean, technically they had a prenup the first go round, but because of the loss they took with their investment, there was nothing to fight for as far as finances were concerned. But I think, especially because of the things that Robin has experienced with Juan, she can't help but to be concerned, what if these things didn't work out again? So, I mean, I think she has every right to want to protect, what they came in with or whatever. And they're both doing well, so it's not, even if one is doing better than the other, they're still both doing well. So I think, they should be fine. I think that a prenup is appropriate. Next, we have Wendy. She goes to a dermatologist to discuss her hair loss that she's been experiencing. She says since she gave birth to her daughter Cam, and the doctor basically immediately determines that it's happening because of stress. And Wendy says all she knows is stress, and that she grew up in stress. And the doctor suggests a medicine that could work for the hair loss, but it could also cause a little facial hair to come in. So, that's a thing. And she lets her know that if that happens, that laser hair removal is an option. So, they've got choices if it comes down to it. Robin and Mia. In the next scene, Robin and Mia meet up to discuss what's going on with the post that Mia put on IG. Like, Robin's like, "What's going on? Like, I'm trying to just get some clarity on the situation." And it seems like Mia made it worse than it. I think when Mia put it out there, she maybe had one idea in mind, but she kind of made it worse, possibly. by putting up more posts and creating more confusion, and people really don't know what's going on. And apparently she says she has an autoimmune disorder. So then Robin brings up the situation with Giselle and Chris, and Mia decides to add something. She adds something on top of that and says that he was staring at her when she was at the spring event, and they're so shady. The producers make sure to show her dancing around, and every time they show her, Chris is not looking at her at all. And, you know, we know that sometimes Mia can sprinkle a little, it's truth, but she be sprinkling a little extra in there. So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to know with Mia. It's hard to know. But yeah, apparently Chris was never checking her out. It was all in her mind. So next time we move on to Karen and Giselle, who meet up and catch up about what happened at the dance class, and which then parlays into them talking about the situation with Chris. And of course, Karen is getting her side of the story, and she wants to know how the story got to the group. And, you know, basically Giselle says Robin was the one who brought it to Mia, and it went from there. And Giselle hasn't spoken to Robin about it yet. And Karen believes that there are cracks in the Green Eyed Bandit's friendship. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people just really be wanting them to, they really be wanting their relationship to break up. And I think it's because, I'm going to be straight up and it's not like a secret. I think because people feel like when Robin's by herself, they like her a lot more than when she's with Giselle. But Robin and Giselle got businesses together. They got a podcast together. They've been friends for probably going on like 9-10 years. And I just kind of feel like even if they hit a bump in the road, I really don't think that their friendship is going to end. I think their loyalty to each other runs deeper than that. But, you know, Giselle basically says that Chris suggested that they go to the room, and she was fine with it because she thought her glam squad was there. When she got there and they weren't present, she immediately felt uncomfortable. And Karen makes it known that she had experienced a situation 3 years prior where she was hugged very tightly by a husband in the group. She didn't say who it was, but she said she decided not to bring it to the group. She talked to her pastor, she talked to Ray. You know, there were witnesses on hand, and she decided that, you know, the person just had one too many drinks and she wanted to let it go. And Giselle, you know, talks about how she was expecting a call from Candace, and it's been a week and she hasn't heard anything. And so I just feel like it's a lot of miscommunication. I think that with Ashley saying what she had to say on top of it, it's just too much for Candace at one time. And we know that sometimes when Candace is in a situation where she gets stressed, you know, she either is going to lash out or she's going to run away, because she just, you know, she needs more time to process it. And I don't know, I just think that because Giselle is Giselle, people are going to automatically be like, Giselle's the villain, you know Giselle, you know who Giselle is. But I also kind of felt like Candace maybe didn't see it from her perspective, and then over time kind of distorted what Giselle said. And I just hope at the reunion they work it out and they clear, you know, they can get some clarity, because I just feel like it's just gone on way too long. So almost at the end of the episode, Candace sits with Chris to discuss that she's struggling with her body not responding to the IVF treatment. Then she says that it's because Giselle situation is stressing her out. And I'm like, I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that Giselle is the reason that you're so stressed out. I think it's you being stressed because your husband's schedule is different. You're trying to make your career happen. You want this to work. You're finally ready to be a mom. And it's not, you know, the situation is just not coming as easy. I just feel like, I don't know, it was hard for me to believe that Giselle was a scapegoat for why things aren't working out. Chris says he's upset about the situation because that's not really his personality. And he looks at these women like they're sisters. And he said Giselle suggested that they talked in the room. And her glam squad, again, was gone. So he suggested that the door stays open so nothing is misconstrued. And in the middle of them talking about it, Robin joins them. And you could tell there's a lot of resistance it's probably also because Robin and Giselle are very close. And she's like, nah, don't do me like that. Don't even do me like that. That we're not gonna do that. Because, I mean, I think that people, for whatever reason, think that Robin just goes with whatever Giselle says. And I don't understand why, because there's plenty of times that Robin has been like, nah, I can't rock with you on that. I don't know. But, you know, she talks about the fact that, you know, Giselle brought it to her right after it happened. And Robin was just kind of like, nah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, you know, she just kind of brushed it off. Like, I don't, you know, I don't, I think you're making more of it than what it is. And, you know, she feels like she's kind of in a tough place because she doesn't agree with Giselle. And she's close with Candace and she cares about Candace and Chris. And, you know, Candace basically said the only way that things can be right between her and Giselle is for Giselle to basically take the story back. And we all know that's not going to happen. So they left us, you know, anticipating what's going to happen next. Drama, more drama. So yeah, that's pretty much the episode. I mean, obviously it's lost a little steam because it's been a couple weeks since it came out, but I still wanted to put it out there because there's somebody who hasn't seen it yet who might listen to my review or want the Cliff Notes version. So if you listened this far, I so appreciate you. If you like it, I'm sorry, that's my baby. If you like it, please share with somebody you know. If you have ideas or things you want to discuss or shows you want to review, go to gowtfpodcast@gmail.com and or you could just say hi. I'm there. I'll check it. But until next time, thank you so much, and we'll holler at you later. All right, bye.